Okay, we got to get started on Daf Ayin tonight. Okay, so I'll begin on Samach Tanu Beis. I need everyone's attention. Okay, Samach Tanu Beis, 69B, page 138, three lines from the bottom. This we started last night. We'll go over a little bit today. So the Gemara says, "By Rabba, Kaim Lichiyo Mahu." Now, if a man says to his wife, or a father says to his daughter, and she's a Tana or Nara, but over 11 a day, he says, "Kaim Lichiyo," that this neder, I am validating it for today, Mahu. Now, the Gemara assumes that if he would say Mefurish, I'm Kaim Lichiyayom, Umufor Alechi Lamachar. Let's say he would say, this neder is between today and it's Mufar for tomorrow. This, we assume that would, page 138, Samach Tanu Beis, 69B. Okay. Yeah. So we assume that would be good. In this question, we assume that would be good. But he only said, Kayim lichi ayom. So he says, Mahu, miyam rinan kamanda amalar mufur lichi lamachar. Do we say, if he says kayim lichi hayom, the implication is today is one thing, but tomorrow it's mufur lichi, odil mahalo amalar. Or maybe he didn't say mufur lichi. Now, let's see the run, two lines to the bottom. By Rabba, kim lichi ayom, mahu, miyam rinan kamanda amar mufur lichi lamachar, tahachi kamar, this is what he's saying, kayim lichi ayom babad. Just I'm the kind of today. Odilma, halo amar la mufor lichil makar. Or maybe he never said mufor lichil makar. So is it just saying it's kayim or it's mufor lichi? Now, the Gemara at this point is a transition, and that which would seem like we were certain initially that if he would say, kayim lichi ayom mufor lichil makar, that would be effective. Now it's going to come out that's even a supak on this, and we'll see. So now imtim saloma. Now we know whenever according to the Rambam, when it's top line in Ayin Amud Aleph, according to the Rambam, whenever it says imtim salomar means like we paskin like that lashon that we just did. So imtim salomar halo amarba. Now I need the first run on this. Let's go to the top line of the run. So in Ayin Amud Aleph, the top line of the run, imtim salomar halo amarba. In other words, maybe he'll say, "Well, he never said mufar lichi lamachar." So mehai lishta mashma dilu mar kim lichi yom mufar lichi lamachar shit leid bahani. So initially, from all of that, it sounds like if he would say explicitly "kaim lichi yom mufar lichi lamachar," when ayin am aleph in the second line in the run, that would be effective. Ubatar hasi mashma lom mahani. But then after that, in one line, it's mashma. That would not be an effective statement. Why? The hadar bai, because then the Gemara is about to ask, mufar lichi lamachar, mahu. What if he says, mufar lichi tomorrow, mahu, b'chule. Odilma kim lo amar kim lichi yom, ki amar la mufar lichi lamachar, mehayom ta amar. Alma pshitale the rabba, ki lamar la kim lichi yom, mufar lichi lamachar, lo mahani. So we'll see in a minute, in other words, the Gemara is going to have this in a minute. If he says "mufar lichi l'machar," is that an effective statement? Can a person say on day one "mufar lichi l'machar"? So in the first ukimta, we thought for sure he could if he would spell it out. "Kaim lichi yom mufar lichi l'machar" would be effective. But now the Gemara is going to ask the question: if he says "mufar lichi l'machar," if it's revoked tomorrow, is that in when he effective? So the kashan ahadani. So the two questions of the Gemara contradict one another. So the Ron explains line 5 in the Ron. Ella the Rabba b'kul gavni misaplei. So the Gemara says Rabba was misupak in every variable, meaning b'chi kamar imtim salomar. He says halo ka'amar la. And so when the Gemara says imtim salomar, and then it says halo ka'amar la, he didn't say mufar lichi l'machar lishna ktiyin akad. In other words, it's like choppy language. And then he says. The inachinami to buy the memar, in other words, what he should say is imtim salomar ha lo amar la. In other words, you could say, well, he never said mufar lichi lamachar lo od el dafi lo amar lo mahani. Or maybe even if he would say it, it would not be effective. So the Gemara doesn't know. Maybe even if he would say kaim lichi ayom mufar lichi lamachar, maybe that wouldn't be effective. So let's see the next line of the Gemara, and then we'll pause in a few lines. Okay. So the top line in Ayin Alpha, Ayin Amud Aleph. So he says, Amar la mufar lichi lamachar mahu. What if he says mufar lichi lamachar? He said, that's all he says. Miyamrinan Lamachar Lamati Mayfair, Taikim in the Nidre Hayom. In other words, in effect, he's Mekayim and Eda today, but he doesn't have a koach saying Mufar Licha Lamachar. O Dilma, Kim Lo Amar Kim Licha Yom, or maybe since he didn't say I'm Mekayim and Eda today, Kika Amar La Mufar Licha Lamachar, Mayom Kamar. Maybe that means it's Mufar from the get go. It's Mufar from as of now, if he says Mufar Licha. Now, let me just do, I'll do a few more lines, then we'll pause, we'll talk, okay? He says, V'imtim salomar apilu hafi, maybe you say like this, that at the end of the day, kevan d'kimo hayom, l'machar k'man d'itadami. Maybe you could say that once he's mekayim today, then that's it. That's the end of the game. So, amar lo, kim, so that would be it. So in other words, the Gemara is mesupak, can I even, if I'm mekayim today, can I even declare that it's Mufar tomorrow? Is the Gemara's Mesupah? Can I even do that? In other words, you have a koach to be Mekayim the Neder, you have a koach to revoke the Neder, but can you even, you know, say time now and it's Mufar tomorrow? Not so clear. Now, the Gemara says, let's see the Ran. In Tim Salomar, Kim Kime Yom Machar Kman Di Dami, Mishum the Kim of the Mara Mufar Lisa Machar, since it says Mufar tomorrow, that means that today it's confirmed. Can't be mufayim it tomorrow. All right, let me do a few more lines and then we'll pause. Okay. So he said, in other words, his right to be mefer or mekayim neder is the yom shemel. So the Gemara isn't clear. Can he declare? Let's say the shemes the neder on a Sunday. Does he have a koach to say that today it's mufayim, tomorrow it's mufar? Or maybe, in other words, his right.
Tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, okay, so that's it. So if he says Mufar Lichil Machar, he's saying it's Mufar for now and tomorrow as well. Or maybe he's saying he's Mekayim it now and it's Mufar tomorrow. But to say that it's Mekayim now and Mufar tomorrow, maybe he doesn't have a koach to do that. But we'll see in a minute. Oh, okay, yeah. Well, that's goof of the thing. In other words, can he make a declaration that will be Mufar tomorrow? Maybe his declaration has to relate to today. In other words, whatever declaration I make has to be effective today, Sunday, maybe. Let's see. What? Yeah, okay. Well, okay, it sounds like a good idea. Okay, now, let's take a look. So we're at the parentheses. So now it's either Amar La, Kim Lichi Sha'ama. What if he says to the wife or the daughter, I'm a kaim this net, it's at 9 o'clock. I'm a kaim the netter from 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock. And after 10 o'clock, I'm mayfair it. He says, me and Milan command Amar La Mufar Lichi La Har Shah Dami. And it was always says is kaim lichi ishnishta. I'm a kaim for this hour. So is that saying it's mukim for this hour and then from the next hour it's Mufar? O Dilma Halo Amar La. Or maybe he never said that. So it's just Kiyam Lichi. In Tim Salomar, Halo Amar La. He says, let's say you say he never said that, so it's Mekayim it. Miu Amar Lamoy. Let's say he says explicitly, I'm Mekayim letter at 10 o'clock, and then I may fear it at 11, but he declares it all at once. Miu Minan, Kevin the Kimo. Do I say once he's Mekayim it, that's it, he's out of gas? O Dilma, Kevin the Kulyoma Bar Hakamo Bar Hafarahu, or since the whole day he has the right to exercise his power or his authority, to Mekayim may fear neder. So if it's Mufar Lichi after an hour, that is effective. Okay? All right. So let's, okay, welcome, Daniel. Okay, let's just summarize a little bit. We're just at the question stage, and we'll see what's going on. Okay, so we're trying to explore what is the authority or the power of a husband or a father in terms of being Mekayim and Maker in the Dharm. We know the Torah says that Yom Shamo, when the day he hears of the Neder, he can confirm the Neder, where he can be made for the neder. So what does that include? Can he say, for example, in the first of Kimta, can he say, I'm a kaimit for today, and I'm a for it to tomorrow? Could he do that? Does he have a koach to do that? Yeah, he'll say it all at once. Then it's today, Sunday, so I'm a kaimit the neder for today, and I'm a for it for tomorrow. So in the first of Kimta, we assume that he did have that power. So assuming he had that power, let's say he just said, I'm a kaimit for today. Then what's the din? Because I don't know. He didn't say he moved forward tomorrow. But maybe he doesn't have that power. Maybe that doesn't work. So let's say he says, Mufar Lechi L'Machar. He says, Let's say he just says it's mufar tomorrow. That's also a question. So then maybe he's mekayme today. Maybe then he's out of gas. Or maybe he's saying it's mufar from right now and mufar tomorrow. That would be the question with that. Then we said, he says, yeah, right. Okay. Then we said, right. What if he says, I'm a kaimit for this hour, you know, for 10 o'clock, for between 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock, it's mekayim. Is that effective? We say it's like it's mufar after an hour, or no, it's just I'm mekayim the whole time. Or, and if you say he never said anything about being made, let's say he spells out, I want to be mekayim it now from 10 o'clock and be made for it from 11 o'clock forward. Can he do that? So the Gemara is, we haven't resolved any of these issues yet. In other words, we don't know. And the issue would be, in other words, when the Torah says, B'yom Shmo Isha, he has a right to exercise his authority to be Mekayim or make the Neder, what does that mean? Can I have something that's effective afterwards, after the day? Or whatever I do has to be effective today? That's the question. All right? Everybody good? Okay, everybody quiet, but okay, let's go further. All right, let's just see the rise that the Gemara has, and we'll take it from there. Okay? So the Gemara has... okay, you have the place, Jaya, by the way. Ed? Okay, so we're at Tashma. So Tashma, the Gemara tries to bring a proof from the following Mishnah. This Mishnah is a Masechet Nazir, which is, if you look, it's on Daf Kaf, so it's just stopping only a few weeks from now. 3 weeks from now is the Siyam, and then 3 weeks after that is this Mishnah. So 6 weeks from today is this Mishnah. So remember the Mishnah, and you have it in 6 weeks from now. It says, Tashma, Harini Nazira. Now, I don't think we normally think of this about a female Nazir, but you can have a female Nazir. So the woman says, Harini Nazira, I'm a Nazira, Shema Bala, and her husband hears her saying that, Va'amar Va'ani. And he says, and I too, I'm joining you, dearest. He says, Ein Yechola HaFer. So now, he normally has a koach to be mayfair or mekayim the neder. The neder of a nazir is a neder. So he can be mekayim the neder or he can be made for the neder. So he hears the wife saying, Harini Nazira, and he says, Va'ani, and me too. So the Tana of the Mishnah says he can no longer be made for the neder because by saying Va'ani, he's mekayim the neder. So let's see in the Gemara. He says, Va'amai, why can he not be made for? Nema, Va'ani da Amar, who, al nafshe da havi nazir. Why can I say, when he said Va'ani, he's just talking about his situation, about Harin Nazira Dila, Sha'achat, Kaima, La Farshai, by Lefer. Why can't we just say, in other words, he's saying Va'ani. So in Akinami, he's trying to connect, he's making Neder, which is dependent on her Neder. So he needs her to be a Nazira so he can make the Neder of a Nazira. But why can't he, but the Tana Mishnah says he can't be made for it. In other words, because that Kiyum isn't like in perpetuity. Why for her? The kiyum that he's mekayim her is for forever. So why can't we say that he only meant to be mekayim it for an hour, and then after an hour he could be made for it? Why can't we say that? He says, "Amayin yichol afer lavin shom the kavan the kimo kimo." Is it not because once we say he's mekayim the neder, that's it? You're out of gas. You can't play around with these things. You can't have 1 hour kiyum, 1 hour hafara. He's mekayim it. So that's it. That's it. Gemarnu. That's the raya we're trying to bring from this Mishnah. So Gemara says low. That's not necessarily proof. Gemara is deflecting the proof. Kisavar kol vanik manda amar kim lichidu olam dami. It could be the Tana holds. When I see, but I'm just saying, like without any qualification, that means I'm full in. But in Achinami, it's possible that maybe the husband could do that. Now let's just see the Ran on this, and then we'll talk in a minute. Let's look at the Ran. Around midway down the narrow columns in the rod. Everybody with me? Okay. This is Ba'amar Vani Yikul Afer. The came into Mar Vani, Shepis bin Izruta. Once he said Vani, he attaches himself to her Naziris. Galia Daite Denichale. So then he's revealing that he's happy with her Neder Naziris. Bahabale Ilu Okmal Naziruta. It's as if he confirmed the Naziris, her Naziris, that is, because he's saying Vani. He says, Mishum Hachi, Enu Yikul Afer. So as a result of that, he can't revoke her neder anymore. The Amai, so the Ran explained the question of the Gemara, why can he revoke it? Name of Ani Damarhu Al Nafshe Dabi Nazir. Why can we say when he says Ani, he talks about himself? I want to be a Nazir. He says Kolomar Dante Shehu Nazir. He wants to be Nazir. That's why he's attaching himself to her neder. Aval Nazir di law, but as far as her neder is concerned, Nihida al Korcha Shakat Kime, yeah, without a doubt, he's been kind of it for 1 hour, Because otherwise, how can it be mapis? In other words, I want to be a Nazir. And if she's not a Nazir, I can't be a Nazir. Or he wants to do it that way. So obviously, he's been kaimed for at least an hour. So after an hour, why can't he? It's the day that she makes the neder. Why can't he revoke it an hour later? If I assume in the previous sugya that a husband has the authority to say, I'm a kaimed neder for 1 hour, and I'm made for it for another hour. So why can't it be when the wife says, I'm a Nazira, and he says, Va'ani, why does the Mishnah assume that's it? He's been kaimed for forever. Maybe he's been kaimed for an hour, and then he's made for it for an hour. He says, so it doesn't. I'm sorry. Look back. He says, right. So if it's effective, so it doesn't matter if he said barachat that I'm kind now, I'm afer for an hour later. In other words, it doesn't matter if he says it like in one fell swoop or not. So at the bottom line, the Gemara wants to say, once he's Mekayim, he's Mekayim it. Now, three more lines and we'll pause. The Dachinan, the Gemara deflects it. Mehalo Tifshto, you can't deduce from here. Zinachinami, Lakrasho, Matsi Mefer. Zinachinami, it could be that after an hour, he could be Mefer it. Elok Savar, Himitamar Ba'anim. But the Tana Mishnah holds that the statement Ba'ani, without qualification, Ba'ani Stama, in other words, he the Tan assumes that when you say Vani, it means I'm Mekayim it forever. But in Achinami, it could be that he does have that authority. Now, the Ran says, so the Gemara doesn't determine the answer to this question. So therefore, we're going to have to be Machmir, Hilkat Lohavia Hafara, and assume that it would not be Hafara. Once you Mekayim it, that's it, you're in. Okay, now, who's the question, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Everybody good? So we're going lechumra in each case. So we assume that on the day, it sounds like from the Ran, that if on that day you're mekayim it, then that's it forever. That's it. You're in. That's what it sounds like. Or it's implied. Like in the case of Nazir, it's implied. But if the husband is mekayim the neder, that's it. It's mekuyim like forever. That's the way it sounds like from the Ran. So Rambam may pass him differently, but that's the way it sounds like from the Ran.
It doesn't mean has to be on the same day.
No. Again, so on the again, you have to. No. It means like this. You have to make a. If you're going to do anything, you have to make the statement that day. So before nightfall. So, but the only statement you can't be time it now, and be made for it later. That's what it sounds like. In other words, if you can be made for it today, but if you're mekayim it today, then. Then you can't be made for it down the road. That's the way, because we're not clear on that. So we're going to say you have to, according to the way the Ran understands it. That's the way the Ran has it. Okay? All right. So if he says I'm going to time it tomorrow, that sounds a little more complicated because that sounds like he's made for it today, maybe. So I'm not sure about that. Yeah, I'm not sure. Once he's made for it, then it's history. So that case, I'm not so clear on. Okay, all right. I'm going to go further in the Mishnah and the Gemara. Everybody good? Okay, all right. Let's take a look next. Okay, all right. Matnitin. Okay, Meid Ha'av. Now again, we're talking about an Arusa situation. Again, so if you have this woman, young woman from age 11 till 12 and a half. That's katana and a nara, but if she's let's say she's a Nara. If she's a Nara Hamurasa, so Aviyun Balam Afirin Zareh. We learned that at the beginning of the parak. Her father and the husband jointly can be made for her Nadarim. So let's say Matnithan made Ha'av. Now, let's say the father dies during this period of time. So his kochos are not like, nebroka means like they poured in. It's not emptied out to the husband. So in other words, they're sharing rishus over this woman. So if the father dies, the baal doesn't inherit the father's rights. He says, made ha'baal, but if the husband dies, and it means obviously the marriage is terminated, nebroka rishus baal, there all the kochos revert back to the father. So it means if she's in Arusa, Nara Murasa, and then the father dies, then there's nobody who could be made for her in a Darim, because, or you know, the husband's rights are limited. He might be telling me with the previous sugya about Megas Gaias or you know, Miklash Kalish, but nobody can fully terminate the netter. But if, on the other hand, the husband dies, then the father can terminate her in a Darim. Now, Bezehi affect Koach Avi Koach Baal. In that respect, the koach of the father is superior to the koach of the baal. But the barak theory affects koach baal mi koach av. But in another respect, the husband has greater kochos than the father. Shehabal mayfair v'beger, v'avino mayfair beger. The husband can be mayfair if she's a bogeret, and the father cannot. Now, when we say bogeret, we'll see in the Gemara, it's talking about a situation where she starts off as a nara murasa, and then she ages out and becomes a bogeret. So once she becomes a bogeret, the father has zero rights over her. But the husband, in that situation where she's an arusa and she's a bogeret, the husband will be able to be made for her nadar. That'll be, again, yeah. In other words, he was makadish her. She was a nara.
She's married.
Again, she's an arusa, nara murasa, and then she spends time. Now she becomes a bogeret. In other words, he was mekadesh her. She was, let's say, 12 and 4 months. Now she's 12 and 8 months. Now she's a bogeret. So what rights does the father have? Zero. What rights does the husband have? The husband is going to be able to be made for her nadarim, even though she's still an arusa. All right. That's a chiddush. Okay, that's great. A koach for. Okay, and again, when we said the sharing, we're talking about she's a nara murasa. Okay, we'll take with that. Okay, the one that we learned, I take it back. We learned that was the first Tosfos in the parent. Yeah, the first Tosfos said that that even if she's the Katana, 11 in a day, then also they share the rights over her if she's a Katana. Yeah, Nibdakin. Okay. Let's see back in the Gemara. Okay, so first let's do a little round here. So Manitin made a avlo and a krakner shabbal, shenabaya full affair. If the father dies, the husband can't revoke the Nadarim. Okay, now let's see the Gemara. The Gemara says, my time. Now, the Gemara is focusing on the first halakha, that if the father dies, the husband does not inherit all of the rights. Now, the way the Ron explains it, my time is like, why is that the halakha? In other words, the two halakha are not reciprocal. We would think they would be reciprocal. In other words, the husband, they both share rishus over her. If the husband dies, so the father gets full rights. I would think if the father dies, the husband gets full rights. That's what I would think. That would be like a mirror image of each other, but it's not a mirror image. So the Gemara says, we're on Ayin Amad Aleph, three lines from the bottom. Okay, Yaakov? Okay. So he says, so my time, why is it not a mirror image of each other? The Amar Kra, Binurea Beiravia. Pasuk says, Binurea Beiravia, that even if the father dies, Binureha, when she's a Nara, she's still considered to be in the father's household. Let's look at the Ran. My time of Damar Krav and Rebid of Yam. My time of Lodifrakim Shuk of Baal, Molaav, he says, Vahainu Damar Hacha, my time of the Kumba Sabbath that we made a Baal and broke the Rishulav by Menalan. Here says my time, their Menalan. Binurebid of Yam, Mashma Afagav, the late Laav, Binurebid of Yam sounds like even if the father is not around anymore, Akata Ita Beiravia. She's still in the father's house. So that's why the husband does not inherit all her rights. She's a Nara, and she's Murasa, and she's not in the husband's Rishus, but Benurea Beiravia. She remains in the father's house, even if the father's dead. That's what the Gemara says. Now, three lines to the bottom. Made Habal, Nitrokim Shutlav. If the husband dies, then the kochos get poured into the father's mishchus. Minala, where we know that from? Amar Rabba, the Amar Kra, the Mayoti Yishun Dareleha. So the psukim speak about first the piece about a penuya, and the father has the right to revoke her nadarim. He says, you know, Vimini Avio Tabiyom Shemo. Then it says, Vimayoti Yishun Dareleha. It's a double lashon, which we had already. Hayotia, and Hayotia is the code word for Erusin, right? Vimayoti Yishun Dareleha. Turn page, the top line on Ayanaman Bays. Makish Kod Me Havaya Shnia, the Kod Me Havaya Rishona. Meaning, Hayotia is talking about two marriages. Hayotia, two Erusins. So it's saying if she marries A, then A dies, and she marries B. Hayotia. So it's creating a hekesh, a comparison between her status before the marriage to Reuven and her status before the marriage to Shimon. Okay, so he says, "Ma kish kod mei havaya shniya, the kod mei havaya rishona, ma kod mei havaya rishona." Just like before the first marriage, av meifir lechuda, so too the father has complete rishus over her. Av kod mei havaya shniya, av meifir lechuda. So too, before the second marriage, the father is the one who has full koach to be meifir her. So it means like this: we said, let's say she's nara murasa, she goes to erusin with Reuven. Reuven then dies. So we were asking, what's the status? Who can be made for her? Up till now, in other words, she was on the way out with the father's Rishos. They were sharing kochos over her. You know, Reuven and then the father of Yaakov. Yaakov and Reuven are sharing Rishos over her. Then Reuven is gestorben geboren. Then he's dead. So now, does Yaakov get full power over her? So the Mishnah says, yeah. Where do we know it from? So the Gemara says, it says, Vimayoti ela ish. If she will be, Hayotia means Erusin. If she will be Erusin to Reuven, Hayotia, Erusin to Shimon. That's Hayotia. She married two different people. So it's creating a hekesh between, you know, her status before marriage to Reuven and her status before marriage to Shimon, which means after Reuven's death. So the Gemara says, just like before she gets married to Reuven, the father has full kolach over her. So too, if Reuven dies and that's before her marriage to Shimon, the father also has full kofos over her. Okay? That was our question. That's what the Gemara says. Let's just see a few lines and we'll see. Now, back in the Gemara. Makish kod mei havaya shniya, kod mei havaya rishona. Line two. Makod mei havaya rishona, just like before her marriage to Reuven, av meifer lechuda. The father has full power to revoke the nedarim. Av kod mei havaya shniya, av meifer lechuda. So the Gemara says, ve'ema, had immediately been nedarim, shtol niru la'arus. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Maybe, okay, I see the Hekesh. Maybe the Hekesh, though, is only talking about Nadarim that the Arus never heard about. In other words, he says, Aval Nadarim Shaniru La Arus, but maybe, in other words, let's say she went through Erusin with Reuven, and then she makes his netter. Reuven hears the netter, he says, has a heart attack, he dies. He didn't like that. I don't know, whatever. Yeah. Anyway, I'm just trying to give you a little story. Anyway, so he has a heart attack and dies. Maybe in that situation, the father doesn't have rishus over. In other words, like he already heard it. You know, it already came into his ballpark. He heard the netter. Maybe not. So he says, maybe the father doesn't have the koch if Shimon heard about it, if Reuven heard about it. So the Gemara says, even Nadarim Shel Niru La'Arus, if you're going to say this Hekesh is only talking about Nadarim that the Arus never heard about, Binurah Ben Avi Nafka. I don't need these psukim. I don't need the whole Hekesh. Because I have Binurah Ben Avi. Binurah Ben Avi means that when she's in Arus, she's in her father's Rishus. So he has the koach to revoke her Nadarim when she's in his Rishus. So I only need the Hekesh if it's a case where Reuven heard the netter and then died. So that's what it's teaching me. Okay, let's do the Ron. Then we'll talk. We'll take some questions, comments, and books. Yeah, 100% correct. Okay, let's take a look back at the Gemara. Five lines from the bottom on Amud Aleph. Okay. Okay, on Ayin Amud Aleph 70A. Five lines from the bottom in the Ron. Okay, Gemara. My time under Amar Krav and Rebbe Davia. Listen, this we did already or no? We did not. I think I did do it. Yeah. I thought I did this already, no? All right. My time and the Amar Krabin Rebbe Davia. My time and the Frot and Rishut the Baal Kol Av. I know the Amar Hatha. My time and the Kamasal. Yeah, I did this already. Rebbe Davia. Okay, now with the two lines at the bottom. In my Yotia Le'ish, Le'el Minik Tiv Hafar Da'av, So a few psukim earlier, it talks about the Av doing hafara by a pnuyi, right? He says the samich leiv mayotia the shtei havayot makba. Hayotia sounds like two marriages. Turn page. Vakish havayi rishona l'shniya. Kolomar shdin shniya kdin rishona. That her status before her second marriage is the same as status before the first marriage. Ma'akodni rishona avayfer l'chuda. Just like for the first marriage, the father alone could revoke the nedarim. So too, after the death of the first husband, the father can revoke on his own. So then the Gemara says, why can maybe I'll say that's the only talking about Nadarim that the Aris never heard about. He says, in other words, maybe everything is the same. Just like before the first marriage, so no husband ever heard anything before the first marriage, so too before the second marriage, it means that the husband never heard of it. Above Nadarim, Shanirula Aris. But if it's a neder, the Aris heard about Klomar, Shishamautam Kum Shemay, Ilamimalak Lomatsi Mayfair. Maybe the father doesn't have a call to be Mayfair if the Aris heard about it. In other words, maybe he's like even though he didn't do anything, but like it came into, you know, his sort of ballpark. So the Gemara responds that I don't need a pasuk for that. In other words, I know it from the New Rebbe Abiyah, but Hekesh and Nedarim Shinu La'aris is through. The Hekesh of Hayot, yeah, I need it for the Nedarim that the Aris did hear about. The Abel Huda Mayfair. Miyum, Dafka Bishlon Nitarasa, Abal Nitarasa, Atanil Kama Behedi, Davi Ubala Akram Fidarea. If she has a second Aris, then it has to share with the Aris. Shinu Dami, the Kodmaya Vaya Rishona. Okay, all right. Any questions, comments, and thoughts on anything we did so far? Nobody? Yeah. All right. It's done. All right. Let me go back a little bit to something we had earlier, and then we'll finish off the da. Okay. Now, this goes back to the Zira situation, which we did a little earlier. In order for a father or husband to confirm a vow, is not necessary to use a specific language of confirmation. Rather, sufficient to use language conveys the sense that there is intention to confirm the vow. For example, if the father, he says, was to say, he means were to say, it is established for you, or you have vowed well, or yes, as you said, or had you not taken this vow on your own, I would have imposed the vow upon you, has successfully confirmed the vow, and it becomes fully binding. Right, but it is not even necessary for the husband or father directly to address the vow. As long as they indicate approval of the vow, it is sufficient. Thus, we find in our Gemara that when a married woman makes a declaration to be a Nazira, and the husband heard her declaration and responded, Va'ani, and me, he loses the right to subsequently annul the vow. The reason the Gemara explains is that when the husband declares Va'ani and me, is understood as if he is declaring that her vow should be confirmed, even though he did not even address the vow in his statement. Now, the Ran notes, now this Ran is later on Ayin Zion, we're on Ayin today. So he says, the Ran notes that there is a contrast between annulling of a vow and confirmation of a vow. When it comes to annulling a vow, there's a greater requirement to be explicit, which is for confirming a vow. So confirming a vow, we could say any general statement, we understand he confirmed the vow. But if you want to be mayfair than the vow, then we need something more explicit. The reason is that when it comes to confirming a vow, even the husband or father confirms the vow in his heart. He just like thinks it over is sufficient. Consequently, these different phrases that indicate confirmation should certainly not be worse than a nonverbal confirmation. An annulment, on the other hand, cannot be done in one's heart. Therefore, when one verbally expresses an annulment, it must be done in an explicit manner. The Rush explains that since a vow could be confirmed even by remaining silent on the day that he became aware of the vow, it is logical that language should not be specific either. Okay. Now, Right. No, he's not. No. He doesn't sound like that from here. I mean, I have to see this round later on. Sounds like once you confirm it in your heart, that's like the key, and then that's it. That's what it sounds like. That's what I'm reading. Yeah. All right. Now on today's the precise parameters of Arli annulling a vow are discussed. One of the daughters of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Tzitzal recounted that when she turned 11, at the age when her nedarim began to take effect, her father drew her aside for a private conversation. He spent some time explaining to her the importance of guarding her speech, since she was already at an age when her nedarim can be valid. In this, as with every aspect of chinuch, Rav Shlomo Zalman demonstrated an absolute commitment to train his children, take care, to fulfill their obligations of Kala Tichamura. Wait, let me, somebody's making noise here. Let me, 1 second when it's done, let me. All right. So someone close to him once related, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Oyerbach Zitzal, made the blessing Baruch Shemi Anshul Shazeh when he made a bar mitzvah with the Shem Malch. So he said, Baruch Shlomo Zalman, I was a bar mitzvah, said, Baruch Hashem Lepina Melech Olam, you know, Shemi Anshul Shazeh. This is not in accordance with the opinion of the Ramah in the Dark Moshe, which is not to say Shem Malch. But however, for most people who approached him with the question of what they should do with their own son's bar mitzvah, he would rule they should follow the ruling of the Ramah. So he said, if you approach him, you say, do like the Ramah, don't say Shem Malch, but he's saying it. So when someone pointed out this apparent discrepancy, Rav Shlomo Zalman explained, although the Gra and many others say that one should make this blessing, this is only if one has made every effort to educate one's child properly. If a person is not certain whether or not he has fulfilled his chinuch obligations, he cannot use the shame and malchut, because it just might constitute a barach levatala. One who has not done his chinuch duty by his child is responsible for the child's sins, even after bar mitzvah. In other words, if I did everything properly, he's learning simple pshat in the bracha that he's exempted me from this child's aveirot. In other words, I took care of him, so now I'm limited. However, how then could he fully recite the blessing who freed me from this one's punishment when the account for his child's sins is still upon him? In other words, if I did everything properly, then Taranimi Anshul Shazeh. But if I wasn't so careful in my chinuch, I can't say that. That's the ma'alach that he said. He said that's what it's saying that way. All right. Yeah. Okay, let's see further in the Gemara. Okay, everybody with me? Okay, now. All right. So we're at the two dots and I am at base. Okay? So now, now, in the Mishnah, we said that in some ways the husband has greater powers than the father has greater powers than the husband. But in one respect, the husband has greater power than the father. And that's with the Bogero. So we have to clarify this case. We said the Baal is Mayfair Babegar, the husband can do Havar Nadarim by a Bogero, but the father can't be Mayfair Babegar. The father definitely not. That's clear. So let's see back in the Gemara. So Bzeifen Kokaab and Kokabal Hule, Hehidami, Ilema Shikitshak Shinara, Ubagra. So if we're going to say that the case is that he was Makadesh the girl when she was a Nara, and now she's a Bogero, Michti, Mita Motzia, I think he has, right? Mita Motziya Mirshadav, right. So death takes her out of the Rishus. In other words, if the father dies, she's definitely not in the father's Rishus anymore. Ubagra Motziya Mirshadav. And if she becomes a Bogera, that also takes her out of the Rishus of the father. Mamita Lo Nitrokdam Rishut Labal, just like when the father dies, so the husband doesn't inherit his rights, Af Bagra Lo Nitrokdam Rishut Labal. So too, Bagra wouldn't do it that way. So yeah, so I didn't explain this right. I explained the Mishnah based on the Havamina. I didn't explain it right. Elisha Kitshuk Shibo Gerer. So the Gemara says Mishnah is talking about a case where he's Makadisher, and he only went through Erusin, but she's a Bogeret. She's a Bogeret. So let's go slowly with this. Right. So in other words, the Gemara is saying, in other words, if the girl's a Bogeret, the father has zero rights over her. But if he's Makadisher, he just as Erusin with the Bogeret, even though she's not fully in his Rishus, he has a right to be made for her Nadarim, and be climbing her Nadarim. That's what the Gemara is saying.
The husband,
not the father. That's what we're saying. Okay, let's take a look. Now, so the Gemara says, okay, that's nice, but Hatanin Chadazimna. But I already learned that in the Mishnah, the same halacha elsewhere. Now, on Ayin Gimel, which is Daf Yomi, I think, for Friday, the Gemara says, so let's look at the Mishnah Ayin Gimel quickly. Turn two pages forward. Go Ayin Gimel of the days. Turn to Ayin Gimel of the days. So 73b. So he says, we'll do the Mishnah. Everybody have the Mishnah? 73b. Okay. Manitin. So where's the Bach? Yeah. Habogeret Shashata Shnema Sarchodesh. If a Bogeret, she's like been cooling her heels for 12 months. And I'll explain this in a minute. The Amana Shloshim Yom, or Aman has been waiting 30 days, meaning that the Bulgarian has been waiting. In other words, they did the Erusin, and she would like the husband to go forward with the marriage, but she's still sitting there waiting for him to go forward, or she's Amana, and she waited 30 days. Reb Lezer Omer, Hul Balachai B'Zomotea Yaper. So the Tana Reb Lezer says that since at this point in time, the husband becomes obligated to give her mizonot if he doesn't go forward with the marriage, he says, therefore he has a koach to be made for her nedarim. But Chachamim only mean a Baal made for Rachitnes Rishut. But let me say, under no circumstances can the husband be made for her nedarim till she's actually in his Rishut, till in Nisuin. All right? So it means she was an almana from one husband, then somebody else was Makadish her, and then it's after 30 days, and then he becomes obligated to Mizono, all right? If he doesn't go forward with marriage. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. Now, what's the partnership? Wait, what's the say again, Fern? What's the.
12 months.
We said a Bogeret. Bogeret.
Bogeret.
No. Yeah, Bogeret. So, okay. No. Okay. Let's focus on our Gemara now. Now, on Ayin Amud Beis. Okay. So let's take a look again. So he says, the Gemara says, Hatanin Lecharazimno, Habogeresh Tashlim Strachodesh. So the Gemara says, I already learned this in the same. In other words, you're teaching me the way you're doing Pshat in our Mishnah, that if he's Makadish to Bogeret, he has a right to be Maker Hernandar. That's what you're saying the Mishnah teaches here. The effect of Kabbal and Kochav. The Baal has superior rights over the father, because if she's a Bogeret, in the Bogeret cases, he was Makadish to Bogeret, that he has a right to be Maker Hernandar. That's what we said in the Mishnah here. Well, the Mishnah didn't qualify it here, but presumably we'll talk about the 12 months. But at a certain point in time, we take it as like the Tana Reb Lezer. So it's the same as Mishnah later on. So the Gemara says, Hatanina Chanazimna. So the Gemara says, before you proceed with the question, Agufa Kasha, we have a question on the Pshat in the Mishnah. He says, Amri Rabogar Shatan Shnema Sarchodesh. He says, so the Mishnah later on says she waited 12 months. Why does she have to wait 12 months? In other words, he says, so Rav Huna the Gemara says that a Bogeret only has to wait 30 days. In other words, the idea is that, in other words, if an Arus, he does Arusin with the woman, so everybody needs a certain amount of time to get ready for the Nisun. They need a certain amount of time. But you don't need forever to get ready for the Nisun. So if at a certain point in time she wants to go forward or he wants to go forward, they got to go forward at that point in time. So we have this already. So if she's a Bogeret, we assume that she's had time ready, getting ready for her upcoming marriage. So she only gets 30 days. Now the Gemara ends up rejecting Rav Huna's pshat, and the Ron will go through with this, and says like this, that the girl, if she's a Bogeret, so if she's 12 and a half in a day, she gets a year. If she's, let's say, 13, 6 months into the years of Bagrus, then we give her 6 months. If she's 12 months into being a Bogeret, then she gets 30 days. In other words, the time goes down. Right. The time goes down for the first year. In other words, we take off from the 12 months. But after she's already 13, or after she's 13 and 12 months, 6 months, then she gets 30 days. But the point of the Gemara, so let's see back from the Gemara. She says, so the Gemara says, Tani Bogeret, the Gemara says we should like understand as if the Mishnah said that if she's a Bogeret or a woman waited 12 months, a different woman means like maybe a Nara or something like that she waited 12 months, that the husband has to support her. So Mikulmakom Kasha, but at the end of the day, the Mishnah teaches me twice that the husband has a right to revoke the Nidarim of the Bogeret, that's a Rusa. So why does he teach it to me twice? So Ibai Nema Hachadavka. So I could say that this Mishnah, our Mishnah we just learned on Ayin, is the main place for it. Ubogerik Tani Hata Mishum Dabai Flugi Rablezer Rabbanon. The Mishnah later on, because he wants to teach me the Machlok between Rablezer and the Chachamim. Our Mishnah is teaching that according to the Tana Rablezer, that in Akinami, the husband has the right to revoke the vows. He has the right to do Mahafara if she's a Bogeret. The Chachamim don't agree with him. So our Mishnah is beginning the topic, but then the next Mishnah is following up on it. Or I could say, Ibai Nema Bogeret Dafka. Or I could say that the Mishnah later on is the main place for it, but why does he teach it here? But I need the nasiv reisha b'zeh, nasiv seif and nami b'zeh. In other words, here in our Mishnah, he mentions that in a certain aspect, the father has greater koach over the husband. So now he wants to, as an analog to that, he wants to, in different respect, the husband has greater koach than the father. So that he has to mention the issue with the bogeret. But in the Chinami, the main Mishnah is later on. Everyone understand or not? If she's a Nara and she becomes a Bogera, so...
Like the father, like
the husband. Right, that sounds like you're saying correctly. One second, right, that's correct. But if he's Mekadisha when she's a Bogera, then the husband has the right. From the time that he becomes obligated to support her with his own, so that's only according to Reb Lezer. If I disagree with that. Okay, let's do a few lines of the Ron, and then we'll call it a day, okay? All right, let's take a look. One second. Okay. So I'll begin. Okay, look. What? Let's take a look. Okay, one second. Okay, the second medium wide line in the Ron. Let's hold on. Second medium wide line in the Ron. Hatanin l'chad azimna. So the Gemara says we already learned this in the Mishnah later on. The High Pirka, the Tartulamali. Why do we need two Mishnayot to teach me that the husband of a Bogeret has a right to be made for her Nadarim? When we come to ask the Kusha, before the Gemara can conclude the question, Daik Bahachma Nita Batraita, Gemara makes like a diuk in the later Mishnah, Mufarish Lamali Shnei Masrach Kodesh. Why does the Tana say 12 months over there? Bishloshim Sagilo. He says 30 days should be enough for a Bogeret. He says, the Ravuna Hachi Sphere Leib Perakafopi. Because the Gemara Mesechus Ksubas, that Ravuna Mesechus Ksubas says that after 30 days, then the husband becomes obligated to give her Mizonot if she's a Bogeret. And Mela, as a corollary to that, is a right to be made for her Nadarim. So Pascu come in the Bogeret of Shoshim Yom. And we can't be able to have a Mizonot. And after that point in time, if he doesn't go forward and marry her, then the husband is obligated to Mizono. When he's Rav Huna Yitoto of Hatam, and even though Rav Huna was upgestalt to the Gemara Masech Subas, me u Hatam Nami Maskino, and the Chosh Avrula, Shnei Mestrachonish Mishabagra, in the Kadshala Karmikan, Ein Laila Shem Yom. The Gemara explains that in Achinami, if she's Mekudeshet after 13 and a half, she gets 30 days. She only gets 12 months if Mekudesh at 12 and 6 months. The Bogeret in Lezman Katsub. Bogeret doesn't have a precise amount of time. She gives Charlotte Chot Mimenu Elish Shloshim Yom. It can't go below 30 days. Avolo Mashkachala Kosh Kitshi Bogeret Shishrihi Bechodesh. But 12 months El Shikatsh Biyom Rishon the Bagruta. 12 months is only if she gets the right. Then she gets the ring. Shumahay Anpa Dechika Probably Mini Bogeret Shem Mesarchodesh. So for that narrow situation, he should not have taught 12 months. Before Akinan Tini Bogeret Shitash Shem Mesarchodesh. So the Gemara says you should learn in the Mishnah that he has a right with a Bogeret and for a woman to wait 12 months. Klomar, Bogeret Kedina Shizmana B'chasir V'yatir Kedina. If she's a Bogeret, it could be 12 months, could be less, could be 30 days. B'hanara Shata Zmana Katsuvla, or Nara, who waited her amount of time, the Hanu Shnei Mesrach Chodesh, Ulubala Chaim Z'yatir. Anyways, the Mishnah later on says the husband has a right to do the Hafar Nadarim for her. She's a Nara, you know, by himself. It's after 12 months. And that's what it sounds like. And the Bogeret, after it could be 12 months, it could be 30 days, but at a certain point in time, he could do the Hapar Nadarim. Yeah. So it sounds like we'll have to see this Mishnah later on in Ein Gimel, or you'll have to see it on Friday. But it sounds like he doesn't have the Almana here, but that's what he's teaching into the Gemara. He says, I have to. This is the Gemara later on. We have to see the Gemara later on. 1 minute. I don't know about that. One second. All right, let's go further. Now, all right. Let's do a little bit more in the round and we'll quote thing. Okay, now the Gemara says, Mikomahum Kasha Tartipo Ger Lamli. So, Ibai Nema, this is the six times before it gets right. Ibai Nema, Bogeret Ahachadavka, but this Bogeret is the main place. By Tani Lahatam, the fact that he's later on, Shum Dabai Flugi Rablezer Rabban, because you want to teach me the Machlok between Rablezer and the Chachamim. Therefore, he repeats it to teach me love the Rei Kol. It's not universal, and everybody holds this. The Ran says, "Rakasha be'enai." Listen to the Gemara, the Kamar Bogeret the Hachadavka. I have difficulty with this when the Gemara says that this is the main place. Da'ad Rabba, I think Pope Fakir, Mishnah Batrei to Davka Ulugufa Itzriyat Lashminan Lo Nisboka Astama Kamar Davi Astama Karkach Machloket. In other words, that's the main thing. This so means Halacha is like Machloket, like the Chachamim. But nearly the Chikamar Bogeret Dahacha Davka, and it says that Bogeret here is the main point. Lav Davka means he's using Davka differently, but it means not literally. Lamar Manitin Batraita Batra Kamaita Grira. In other words, saying like it begins here. It's like sort of like the beginning of the discussion will be here and conclude over there. Lo Achu Batala Shmina Dina Bogeret El Bahai Manita Kamaita Charlemine. In other words, it begins teaching me the halakha with this Mishnah. Batra Achi Bidach Manita Kamashulan. And then he concludes it over there. Don't rely on this opinion because not everybody agrees with it. And the common hold that there's no right. Now, the last round, two lines from the bottom, or else there's the main place. Over there, he really is teaching me the din. But since in our Mishnah, he taught in the beginning of the Mishnah, the father has superior rights to the Baal. If the Baal dies, Nakanami Ali but the Chad Tana, he teaches me also that according to one Tana, to the Dvaracher, Yafekwa Kabal Nikota Av. That in one aspect, that the husband is greater rights to the Baal if he's Makadish the Bogaret, so the husband has greater rights than the father. Than the father, because the husband could be Nefer and Darim, and the father can't. All right. I think that's it, unless anybody has any questions, comments, or thoughts. Okay, let me just wrap this up now. One second, hold it. Let me end the recording.